Happy feast day again. We have another feast day ending off the Christmas season today. So the party ends today. Sorry to tell you that, Catholics, you know. So it's a great day today again because this is the day of our salvation in many ways. This is the day of the Lord's baptism. And what happens in the Lord's baptism, what touches Jesus, the water, receives the grace. Whatever touches Jesus receives grace. Just like that woman who touched the tassel and boom, was instantly healed. She received grace. So anything that touches Jesus receives grace. So the water touches Jesus so that the water can be full of grace. So that in turn, when that same water touches us in baptism, we receive God's grace. And it's the doorway of our salvation. Many of us, maybe we get the challenge, we get somebody asking us, are you saved? Say, why, yes, I've been baptized. How about you? Have you been saved through baptism? Because John says, the Gospel of John, Jesus says, unless you are reborn of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. He's saying baptism is necessary for salvation. And with that gift of salvation, we receive the forgiveness of sins. All sins are gone. And we are baptized into God's family. And there are many effects to this. Many, many graces to being baptized. We can call God our Father, literally. We are literally God's children. We can call upon his name throughout the rest of our life. Don't ever forget that. You can call upon our Father's name and he will be there for you. Always there, giving you graces. Like a good father would want to shower many graces upon his children. We are made brothers in Christ. Brothers in Christ. Jesus, our brother and our king, is always there for us. Get this, Father, brother, Jesus, and name. It's all about relationships, right? Sometimes we get the challenge, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, yeah. Look at everything in the church. Everything is geared toward relationships. You call priests Father. That's all about relationships. It's not about duty, rules, regulations, stuff. God our Father. Jesus, by name. We call him by name, not by title. By name, Jesus. And he's our brother. We got our brothers and sisters in Christ, the saints. We have a relationship with them. They're not dead or truly alive. Do we believe that or not? Do you talk to your brothers and sisters in Christ who have gone before us? You have a relationship with them. We got our Mother Mary. Awesome. Mother. We have a relationship with her because we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ that gives us the ability to have the relationships we have in Jesus Christ. All our brothers and sisters are waiting for us, you know. God wants us to have relationship with our brothers and sisters, right? I mean, any good parent will want us to have good relationship with our brothers and sisters, right? I mean, that's common sense. We have a relationship with them. And so we have many graces waiting for us. We get the sacraments. Without baptism, we don't get any of the sacraments. We don't have a right to it. Before baptism, we can't even please God. But now we've become children of God. We put ourselves into God's house. And now we get to receive Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist as he's sacrificing himself. What is a sacrifice? He's just sacrificing himself out of love for you. That's all about relationship. He wants you to go to confession. Why? Because of rules and regulations? No, because he wants you to be in right relationship with him. You see, it's all about relations. Everything about the church is about our relationship with Jesus Christ. So yes, Have I been saved? Yes, I have been saved by the power of the cross, because it's the power of the cross that opens up the door of the powers of baptism. Without baptism, none of these graces would be there for us. And we even got our brothers and sisters right here in the pew to help us, to build each other up, to help us get to heaven. We have a relationship with each other because we have this relationship with Jesus Christ through the power of baptism. In baptism, we have each other and we are graces to each other. You know, you are a grace to your brothers and sisters in Christ. You are a grace to this church. You are a gift to this church because God has given you to help others get to heaven. That's awesome. Pope Francis talked about you cannot practice faith without religion. It is impossible. Through this institution of the church, when you are baptized into the institution of the church, which is the means of salvation by which we get to heaven. How can you know Jesus Christ if he is not preached? It is through the institution of the church that we receive these graces, receive the sacraments, that we receive our brothers and sisters in Christ to help us get to heaven, our road to happy destiny. So it is not the institution, that dirty word. It's the institution that is the form of grace that comes to us. We are baptized into this great family, this awesome family of God. We are baptized into the Trinity, that family. And because that family loves us, we take into our heart what is in the heart of the one we love. I hope you love Jesus. Because if you love Jesus, you will take into your heart all that is in his heart, which means our brothers and sisters in Christ. And if we don't love our neighbor, we cannot say we know God. We must be there for them as they are there for us as a gift. This day of baptism, hopefully you know your baptismal day. I don't know my baptismal day. It's unfortunate, but I don't. I encourage you to know your baptismal day. You know, there are people who say, I remember the day that I gave myself to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know that day. Do you know that day? Because that day was the day of your baptism. You have been bought by the precious blood of a lamb. You are not your own. You are owned by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is love. You are owned by love. That's not a bad thing. As Americans, we don't like the idea of being owned. But to be owned by love itself is very good. Because love sets us free. Love brings us the grace that we need. And he makes things all in all. Yes, Jesus Christ chooses baptism for our salvation so that he can give us the many means by which we can be saved. I am saved by the power of the cross many years ago. I am being saved today by the means by which he gives me through the church, through the sacraments, through our brothers and sisters of Christ, through the preaching of the word. That we would know Holy Scriptures and know his ways, that we would not fall in sin. And I believe that he will save us, that this salvation will come to full fruition when we come to die, when we pass from this world. If we believe that we are already saved and we can do nothing, then we don't exercise faith. We don't exercise hope because we think we have already arrived there. There's nothing more to hope for. But if we have faith in Jesus Christ, that he will bring that faith to fulfillment, our salvation to fulfillment, then we have a lot of rejoicing to do in our baptism.